Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's Florio joining us today to break down the biggest NFL stories. Brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan Beer of the Month is Hitchhiker Brewing's Bane of Existence and supports Breakthrough T1D for Type 1 Diabetes Research. All right, Mike. Micah Parsons in Dallas, formally requesting a trade. There was also an Athletic report that he had a handshake deal with Jerry Jones that he went back on because his agents like a handshake doesn't count. I wasn't involved. Your take on what's going on with Micah Parsons after T.J. Watt got paid? Uh-oh, we can't hear you on the air,
hold
Mike.
On. Need Mike potted up there, Jack.
Jack, can you do that for us here? Figure that out, if you don't mind?
Uh-oh.
You might not know.
Oh, no.
Because Donnie went down to get
We got to wave Donnie back in. Come on, Don. Come on. Need you back in there, Don. Need your expertise. Yes.
Yeah.
We're vamping here. Mike is pantomiming wow here on the video stream. Mike, it'd be a very funny bit if he started mouthing swear words that were going out with no sound attached to them. That would also
Donnie,
be a fun
bit. Donnie, we could hear
bit.
Florio in the producer's booth, but nobody could hear him on the air. That was the issue. So I don't know if there's a way to clear that up here.
Uh-oh. Maybe this could be a real
maybe
issue.
Maybe it's an actual technical problem that we need to get sorted out.
Florio just vamping, though, which I appreciate.
There we go.
Okay,
we got you now.
Bueller? All right, let me just say this. I need to rectify something you said.
Okay.
It wasn't The Athletic that reported that. It was NBC last night, pregame on the Hall of Fame game. It's exactly what I said. The Cowboys went to Micah. They believe they had a handshake deal. And he said, talk to my agent. And they have refused to talk to his agent, even though the collective bargaining agreement requires that. The agent is the exclusive representative of the player. And any agreement has to be reduced to writing as soon as practical. It's in the CBA. So this whole thing is strange. This is the Cowboys doing Cowboys things, and it's blown up on them. Now, we'll see, because if this wakes them up and they say to Micah, sorry, we didn't mean any of that. Here's $45 million a year. Will he say, okay, fine, I'll take it, or will he say, it's too late. I've crossed the bridge. The die is cast. It's over. It's done. That's the next question.
He's crazy enough where he might do that.
They will. What will he do?
He's crazy enough, Mike, where he might act that way and say it's too late, just based on what I know about him.
Hey, haven't we all been in a relationship at some point in our life, professional, educational, personal, where you hit the last straw and you are just done? You're done. I don't want to hear it. I don't care. No, it's too late. No, we'll do this. We'll do that. No, I've given you every opportunity to do what you need to do, and you haven't done it. You've disrespected me, and now I am done. It will not surprise me if they throw $45 million a year at him and he says no, I want out.
Damn.
What would he fetch if they actually acquiesce then in that setting, Mike? What's like the starting price for a disgruntled Micah Parsons if the Cowboys actively start shopping him?
Two first-round picks plus. I think we go back to the Khalil Mack trade from 18, 19, when he was traded by the Raiders to the Bears.
Yep.
I think that would be it. Yeah. And then, see, that's the thing, because we talked about this with TJ Watt. You got to give the team what it wants, and you got to give the player what the team has yet to give him. But I think it's 45 for the player in new money average and two first-round picks, and you could get it done if the Cowboys are willing to do it. And this may be, in a roundabout way, the Cowboys' method of avoiding the risk of paying Micah and then having him miss half of a season due to injury. And I think that was what Jerry was trying to say a couple of weeks ago when he said, we may have Micah, but we won't necessarily have him. He missed six games last year. And oh, by the way, Dak Prescott, that we paid $60 million a year to, missed two-thirds of the season. And, you know, they may be feeling a little buyer's remorse for the Dak contract, so let's not do this again with Micah. Is there any way out of this? And in a strange potential winding of the road, they may welcome the chance to flip Micah for a couple of first-round picks.
Mike, do you think there's any chance that what's behind curtain number three is possible, where he wants traded, they don't trade him, he wants a new contract, they don't give him one, and they just say, you're under contract, you're playing, buddy. Sorry. You're obligated to do so.
My prediction had been that they will drag their feet because he showed up. You lose all your leverage when you show up. Because he showed up, they were going to drag their feet, and whatever the best offer they made him before week one is, he wouldn't take it, and he would just play for $24 million this year under his fifth-year option, and they do it again next year. I don't think that may be the case now after this move he's just made. I don't know what happens. And I think what you have to ask yourself is whether or not this back tightness that has kept him from practicing, if they fail to give him what he wants, assuming that this trade request is just a way to shake things up, if they don't trade him and they don't offer him what he wants, will he play or will he cite back tightness and miss games and make $24 million a year this year, but not play? That's the real question.
Well, I certainly know that in the past years, the NFLPA leadership would absolutely not tell players to fake injuries, Mike, to get what they want. Certainly not after hearing you and Pablo Torre talk about such things. Anyway, I switch over in division to another.
Wait,
let me say this. Let me say this. You don't need to fake injuries. That's what makes what happened even more ridiculous when J.C. Treader suggested faking injuries. After you've played football for 20 years, everybody's got something they could say. Yeah, I got bone spurs. I got this. I got that. So you don't even need to fake it. You can just say, this thing I otherwise would play through, I'm not going to play through.
Mike, I know what Chris wants to get to, and I'll let him do it, but first...
Well, I was going to get to the Terry McLaurin stuff, too.
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay. Who do you think is the team that's most likely to make Jerry Jones an offer that's hard for him to say no to?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You'd have to look at a team that's in the window and that is willing to go all in. If you're going to give up two first-round picks, you want them to be late. I mean, Buffalo's the team that should call. Let's see if Buffalo's serious about competing with the Chiefs and the Ravens. This would be a way to do it. It's close to Harrisburg. Surely
it's
not the Eagles.
It's close to Harrisburg. Oh.
No, we both.
He knows Russ Tucker's
favorite
drive.
It's not that far from Harrisburg. It's a lot closer than Dallas.
True. We both laughed, though, and said
it's close to Harrisburg.
Philly would be automatically the funniest possible destination that they somehow could
without do question. Without question, it would be beyond hilarious if he ended up in Philadelphia.
Speaking of that division, though, what do you think happens with Terry McLaurin, who is unhappy with his deal and has requested a trade?
Yeah, and this may be just another effort to shake things up and get the team to where he wants them to be. He's due to make $15.5 million this year. The market is now north of 40. The team's concern is he turns 30 this year. At what point, stop me if you've heard this one recently. At what point does the guy who's on the wrong side of 30 start to dip? And how do you protect yourself against that? And how it didn't stop the Steelers from three fully guaranteed years for TJ Watt on the wrong side of 30. What is Washington going to do? And from McLaurin's perspective, now is the time to strike because they got Jaden Daniels for two more years during which they can't pay him. They can't, by rule, give him a second contract until after his third regular season. This is the time for other guys to get paid. So you put all those ingredients together. I see why McLaurin's taking a stand, but the team is being stubborn. And the problem is, who else do they have? I mean, they've got Deebo Samuel, but he wasn't brought in to replace Terry McLaurin. He was brought in to complement him. Without McLaurin, what's Jaden Daniels going to do?
So how do you think that ends up going then, Mike? How do you think that?
I think they'll work something out.
Yeah.
I think they'll find a way to get a deal done. That's what I believe.
Mike, my favorite thing to do in these interviews is ask you a sports business question or otherwise reference podcast appearances that you've been doing that I very much enjoyed on separate topics. But Andrew Marchand over at The Athletic, this big deal we've been hearing about that's in the works. The NFL media assets going to ESPN in this big billion-dollar agreement, Red Zone going over, the NFL getting equity in ESPN, potentially worth billions as a result. Can you kind of do your best, put it in layman's terms for our listeners, what that's going to mean for the consumer if and when this thing passes all its regulatory appeals and approvals and all sorts of things like that?
Well, it's going to be a lot more NFL content under the ESPN umbrella, including NFL Network and Red Zone. It means ESPN is going to always be a broadcast partner with a package of games because the NFL isn't going to cut itself out of the loop when it comes to having a package of games. And also, for the few who care about actual journalism, and since you guys listen to Pablo Torre Finds Out, you care, you gotta look very skeptically at anything ESPN reports now as it relates to the league, because they are in bed with the league. And the consumer needs to understand that. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Let's find out from someone else what's really going on with this issue, because you're not going to get the straight story from ESPN, or you're not likely to.
So is NFL Network done? Like, what's that mean now, Mike?
No, it just gets absorbed by ESPN. And Marchand says they're going to beef up the programming. I mean, that thing had been a skeleton operation. They had stripped it down to nothing. ESPN's supposedly going to beef it up. Now, what does that mean? Show NFL Live? Show First Take?
Stephen A. Smith has 4 hours to play with?
How much ESPN content's going to end up there?
Right.
Well, the other thing is, Mike, too, I mean, for people that maybe still have cable, haven't cut the cord, maybe they have, isn't this all mainly in service of beefing up the offerings on this ESPN direct-to-consumer service that's going to be $30 a month? Essentially, how I read it.
Yeah, you're right. And I it's a strange time in the business because I think people are starting to realize there's a difference between cutting the cord and abandoning the consumption of cable channels. Hell, NBC reportedly, and they don't tell me these things, I don't know if it's true, reportedly is going to resurrect its own cable channel at a time when everybody's cutting the cord. Because what have we cut to? We have YouTube TV and we have all the channels anyway. We still have all the channels. So this is going to be an interesting experiment by ESPN to go direct to consumer at a time when, you know what, you still have a lot of households that are consuming your normal channels through something other than cable or satellite.
Mike, any thoughts on the Pirates trade deadline moves?
No. I don't.
Didn't
I don't
you
have
write
any.
Something I've, recently about how like you used to be a big Pirates fan and you're not for?
Oh, I was a huge Pirates fan. I was a baseball fan before I was a football fan. I was all in. We Are Family, 1979. I was all in through 1992 when Sid Bream beat out that base
hit. He was out.
Somehow Barry Bonds didn't throw him out. I knew at that moment the Pirates are going to stink for a long time. I had no idea it was going to be 33 years. That was when I checked out of baseball and went all in with the NFL.
And look where it got you. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Have Sid Bream.
Yeah, it was a good
that.
Thing. Thank you, Barry Bonds, for not throwing out Sid Bream.
Exactly.
See you guys.
See you, Mike.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.